Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Irene Blom, chairman of the Republican Party here in Marion County. We're going to be talking a little bit about the caucus process and the different candidates that have come through the Marion County area. And first and foremost, I'd really just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us today.
You're welcome. I know it's been hard to get me, but I happen to be a busy person.
It's understandable. The caucuses at this point are just under 2 weeks away. Could you just explain for me what the caucuses do and why it's important to get involved?
Okay, the caucuses, in my personal opinion, I think are played up a little bit too strongly as far as the presidential candidates are concerned, because after all, this is not the final vote. The caucuses are there for the purpose of making suggestions. This is what we call the grassroots level. If you've got a complaint or if you've got something that you want to be put on the board, on the plank at the state convention, this is your opportunity. And we vote for delegates to go to the conventions. And, of course, we have our county convention and our district convention. That part is really very important, and it's not very well attended as a rule. When they start having the presidential candidate straw poll, we've pulled in a lot more people. Our biggest problem is that a lot of the people, as soon as we've taken the vote, they leave. So I'm encouraging people, please, try and stay for the whole meeting. I know there's circumstances that people have to go home, but this is an important meeting. And I mean, if you don't speak now, if you have something that's bothering you, this is your opportunity. And if you don't, then when something goes through that you don't like, then you have no one to blame but yourself.
And the caucuses, there will be two here in Marion County, two locations, and the division is the river.
That is correct. We done that several years ago simply when we tried to do it all in one. We just didn't get crowds. And this has worked much better. So the Pella Precinct caucuses will be held at the Christian High School at 7 o'clock. The doors will be open at 5:30. The program, hopefully we can get it started by 7. You have to be a registered Republican to be able to vote in there. In fact, we won't let you in the door of the gym unless that you have a ballot with you. If you are not registered or you want to change your vote, you can do that there that evening. We have that option. The Knoxville side, the other side of the river, will be held at the Knoxville High School. And they have like 11 precincts there, whereas we have 6. So this has worked out very well. And the crew that I have working in Knoxville are doing an exceptionally good job this year. So I'm hoping it all turns out well.
Obviously, ahead of the caucus, being first here in Iowa, we've had a lot of candidate attention over the last 12, even further out than that, months.
Most of them have been Bachman and Santorum. And of course, we had some of the other ones who have dropped out earlier. And Gingrich has been here before he declared a candidacy. And otherwise, the other one, Perry is coming this week, and Bachman is coming back this week, and Gingrich in Knoxville. So they are starting to come. Whether there'll be more come, all they got to do is notify me.
And Santorum was in Pella yesterday, and he spoke a lot about values and manufacturing. Are those key issues here in Marion County, or do you think that there are other things as well?
Well, it's a key issue because we do have a lot of manufacturing here in Pella. And let's face it, Pella would not be what Pella is if it was not for our big manufacturing. And I can never stress that enough to our people. I do tours on the buses at Tulip Time, and always the question is, how does Pella maintain what it has? And it's because of our industries, and our industries give back. So I think it was very timely that he'd done that. There are other issues here as well. Marion County is one of the unique counties in the state of Iowa. So a lot hangs on the shoulders of we people in Marion County, and especially Pella, because that's where the religious vote seems to come from, although not all my people want to work. But I do have to say that when it comes to voting, they do turn out quite well.
Bachman will be here on Friday for a short visit as part of her bus tour where she's trying to go to all the counties, and she'll be stopping at the COC. She'll be touring the facility and answering questions. It's a private event, however, but she's been here several times already.
Yes, she has.
Has she been connecting with Marion County in a positive way?
Yes, she has. She's drawn good crowds as well, although I think Santorum probably had every bit as big a crowd yesterday as what Bachman has had. I would say that's about a toss-up there as far as crowds is concerned. No, Bachman has a lot of interest in Pella. I get emails and calls from him all the time.
Okay. Looking out a little bit further, a week from today, yes, Perry will be in town. Has he been here previously?
No, he has not.
Do you think he'll attract the same sort of crowds, or do you think it'll be a little bit thinner?
I really can't say. I haven't heard too much, just in the rumblings around for him, or Romney, the one. So I really couldn't make any guess on that.
Okay. And Newt was in town last night, and he's come previously, correct?
Newt Gingrich? Yes, in Knoxville. But he has been in Pella before he ever declared his candidacy. But he has not been here since he declared his candidacy.
Okay. And then the caucuses, they're January 3rd. Are there any special things that people need to know, or is it just...
Try and come on time. I hope I have enough help lined up and organized so that we can get it through quick. Be sure and bring your notification with you, identification. Not saying that we would have to use it every time, but these lists are not always up to date. And if you have happened to move in the meantime and it did not get on the list, and then we have to take your word for it, but then we have to see your identification. So to be on the safe side, have it. And if you want to change your party for that night, you can do that too.
Okay. And the caucuses are January 3rd. Doors open at 6 and they start at 7. And if you're on the Pella side of the river, the meeting will be at Pella Christian High School for the caucuses. And if you're on the Knoxville side of the river, the meeting will be at the Knoxville High School. Same deal, doors at 6, caucuses start at 7. You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella on the Marion County Midday Magazine. I want to thank you, Irene, once again for coming on with us.
You're welcome. Glad to do it. Just everybody go to the caucus, please.
This has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.